College.
Yeah, college football. So one thing we always talk about when preseason rankings come out or rankings period come out, we talk about how a team is basically overrated or they never finish strong or all of this stuff. So here's a list of the most overrated teams in college football since the college football era based on where they were ranked preseason and where they finished.
So what
they
era?
College football playoff era.
Playoff. So 2014.
Okay. Yep. Auburn.
Auburn is actually number one.
Yeah, they always do. They always do this crap. Here, let me answer for him too. Clemson. Let's just get that out of the way.
Clemson is number 11 on the list.
I'm retired.
Let me answer for Mike. Michigan State.
No, you have to be ranked to actually falter.
No, they start the year ranked, and then
Michigan State is number 13th on the list.
Wow. When will we ever be ranked again? 248. Go ahead.
I answer for Mike. Overrated Tennessee.
Tennessee's not. Wow.
Once again, have to be ranked.
You know what? The University of Texas.
Texas is number 6 on this list. Yes. There's some very obvious ones I thought you all would go with.
Michigan?
Michigan is number 24. Tied for 24, actually, with Arkansas.
When the hell's Arkansas been ranked preseason? When Darren McFadden was there?
But if you're ranked like 23rd, technically you're preseason top 25.
Yikes.
Nobody pays attention to you, but you were there. Florida?
Florida is on. No, they're not on this list. That was somebody else with a Florida.
Florida State?
Florida State is on this list at number 10, yes.
And it's about to be 11.
Miami.
Yes.
Then Miami.
Oh, yeah. Miami's number 9 on this list.
Now we're on a roll.
Yeah, Florida State's about to be next on. They're going to be number 1 real soon on this list.
Don't look at me.
Your college goop. You like, yeah. I don't know.
The problem with this is you are asking me to. I hate preseason polls.
Right.
I don't even know who's ranked in this year's. It doesn't mean anything.
USC is number 2 on this list.
Chronic underachiever.
So these two teams are tied at 17.
Wait. I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
They're tied at 17. I thought you would guess them. Alabama and Notre Dame.
What?
Tied at 17 for being the most overrated.
All Alabama does is win the
overrated
national title.
Overrated. We do have an underrated, but we're doing overrated right now.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah, I David's been hitting that ooh wee.
So what, the 5 years they don't win the title? They're
You know what? Yeah. Because they're probably ranked preseason number 1 every year, so anytime they don't match number 1, that's stupid.
That's why it's only 17.
I want to file a grievance with that.
So if that's the case, Oregon.
Oregon is on the list at number 7.
LSU.
LSU is number 5. You're missing
Ole Miss?
Two top 10 teams.
Oh, you got to be ranked.
They're never ranked.
Yeah, they're never ranked. They're never.
Notre Dame.
Penn State.
Penn State is not on the list.
I'm out. But Ohio State is, I bet.
Ohio State is number 19th on this list.
Kenny, anything? Who are we missing? Because I'm tired of David saying, I thought you'd guess this.
I've already seen the list, and I have a grievance to file with a team that's on here, and it's my team, Georgia. Back-to-back natties in the CFP era. Why are they overrated?
Because it's what you did prior to that.
If you're ranked number 1, as we just said for Alabama, if you're preseason 1 or 2 and you don't win and you don't go to the title game, guess what? You underachieved.
Kenny, pull up the top 10 for this year. I want to have some fun.
Yeah,
pull up the top 10.
Oklahoma's number 8 on the list. So you're missing number 4, number 3. Number 4 is Texas A&M. Number 3 is Wisconsin.
All right, the A&M one, you're right. In hindsight, the Jimbo Fisher years alone would have accounted for it. Wisconsin surprises me. I never feel like they're ranked high enough for me to care, but they're really always bad.
Yeah, but they'll come in at like 9 or 10, and then they finish the year out.
Kenny, you have that top 10?
Yes, sir.
All right, Rico, right here, right now, I want you to tell me which of these teams will underachieve for this season.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
All right, Georgia 1.
No.
Ohio State 2.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe Ohio State finishes number two, nor do I. I don't know that they make the playoff.
I got them in my championship game, so I have them at two.
Oregon three.
No, they will not underachieve. They won't. I think they're going to win the Big Ten.
They'll underachieve.
Texas four. Yes, they will overachieve.
Yes, they will underachieve. Yeah. Horns down.
Alabama five.
You know what? I think that's the right spot for them.
You
right
don't get
outside.
To say that. You don't get to say that. Over or underachieve. There is no push. Rightful achieve. There push. Is no
They will
push.
Achieve.
Okay, then you know what? They will underachieve.
Yes, agree with Rico. I think they make the playoff. I don't think they end up number five.
Ole Miss, number six.
Underachieve. May not make the playoff.
I'm staying silent.
No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. Come on.
He wants to say under.
Come on. Quit hanging out at the catio.
No, hey. I think it's...
Say under.
I think it's... Just like Alabama. They'll underachieve, but I think they make the playoff.
Yeah. Yeah. Notre Dame, seven.
Yes.
You think they're overachieving?
Yeah.
You think they finish top five?
I do.
I'll go under.
Penn State, eight?
Honestly?
Under.
They'll overachieve. They'll go 10-2, but they won't win either big game.
I'm starting to wonder about this weekend.
Yeah, Michigan, nine?
Under. Underachieve. I don't get it. They lost 18 starters.
And Florida State is 10.
Under. I told you they suck.
They'll be back.
When?
When?
Next year?
ACC.
With DJU at quarterback.
You must have them on your playoff.
I told you. He's doing them drugs again.
Yeah, you must have them on the playoff. All right. So what do you think are the most underrated teams since the college football playoff?
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. College football playoff era.
Underrated?
Yeah, I'll give you one.
Hell, there was about 5 years it was MSU. But
I'll give you one. At 16, you love them, Mike. Coastal Carolina.
Oh, the Shants.
Yeah. Very, very much so underrated.
Yeah, because basically they rose from the ashes to be a top 15 team a couple of times.
So, Duke?
Duke is not on this list. Tulane is on this list at number 11.
Poor Willie Fritz.
And Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns.
So basically, this is the group of five.
In order to make a high ranking on the list, Rico, probably.
Yeah, a high ranking, yes. So Iowa? TCU would be number three on this list. Iowa is not on this list.
I see Iowa is like the Big Ten TCU.
UCF is number six on this list.
I love them.
Western Michigan is on this list at number 17.
Like group of five schools.
Yeah, you're right. Just give us the top couple.
Central I'll Michigan give you five. And Spyglasses. Okay, 5-1. Five is Kentucky. Four is group Missouri.
Actually, Missouri's good.
Yeah. I gave you number three, TCU. Number two, Cincinnati.
That's one we should have gotten.
Yeah.
And then number one, Northwestern.
I hate their guts.
Northwestern?
I hate Northwestern. They are so ratty. They're
you know
such
what? Because,
a pain
yes,
in
they,
the ass.
They are an every other year type of program where just when you think that, they're going to be good, they are three wins. And
I
just
still
you
go
think-
back to like Zach Kustak. I can't. I hate it. I hate their offense. I hate their helmets. I hate their stupid coach. I hate the stadium. I hate everything about them. I can't stand them. And I've watched them destroy MSU at multiple times because we never adjust to the crossing routes.
I like the stadium. Every time I've gone there, the state's won. And it's like a giant, they're doing a whole new mini SoFi now, but it was like a high school stadium where all the other opposing fans on one side and Northwestern fans on this side.
They are corrected. Iowa's on the list.
We should do a draft sometime of the most annoying college football programs.
I agree.
Northwestern would be one.
Northwestern?
All the nerds they put in the media. I can't stand it. Just go
away.
Okay,
so you're talking. I'm like,
it don't belong.
Northwestern football can't bother you.
Take it's Northwestern. Like, yeah, they can when they bust your ass. They ruined our undefeated season back in 97. They beat you in unexpected times. Remember the Lorenzo Guest game? With Wazolowski or whatever, the goofball kicker.
Yeah,
we only had 10 people
remember,
on the field.
But you only remember the bad things. I remember when they came in ranked and Rocky Lombardi knocked them off.
Oh, jeez.
And that is your college
D'Antonio's
football.
D'Antonio's 100th victory.
All right, so cut down day. A couple of notes. I'm not going to play the Campbell audio. It's pointless. Every coach in the league swears it's the hardest thing in the world to get rid of the last few guys on the roster. I don't care. I just don't. All right, I know other shows are doing, like, roster countdown stuff. The noted one would be Sudfeld going bye-bye. Congrats. Like we've been telling you all along, here's Hendon Hooker. Enjoy. But here's my question. You let go of DPJ. Your wide receiver room is thin. You need someone who's got a little bit of juice, right? Now, this is a team who still has cap space, who still let Josh Reynolds walk away. It's a team who didn't draft a wide receiver of note. And now you got rid of DPJ. That doesn't mean you can't go get a receiver in free agency or at the trade deadline. I still believe that's plausible. But what if there was a guy out there that's a bit of a wild card? What if there's a guy out there that's got he's got juice, but he's an idiot? You think your locker room's strong enough to take on an idiot? You think Dan Campbell and the culture is strong enough to take on a moron?
Where are you going with this?
I'm going with this, that it's a player whose juice and electricity was the driving force with the biggest play of winning a Super Bowl 2 years ago. It's a player who's a little bit lost in the shuffle, lost faith in the coaching staff he was with. And he wouldn't be relied upon for a whole lot here, but maybe Ben Johnson could scheme up a few things and just help us where we need to go. Are you comfortable enough with your culture that we could take a moron in the room? I'm asking.
No, I don't think so.
Then I won't bring it up.
But I want to hear this name I think I know where you're going with
this. If the culture's not strong enough.
The culture is strong enough, but you know, it's always about we got to have our type of guy. So is he that type of guy?
I have always advocated that in every great team, in every great locker room, you got a couple of goofballs. You need a couple of idiots. Morons. This guy is a certifiable idiot. He's got some ability. And in your offense, I just kind of, if you close your eyes and imagine his presence here, where you got Jahmyr Gibbs and you got Laporta and you got J-Mo and you got Amon-Ra and elite offensive line, you go, what if I just needed two or three plays from him a week? That's all. You could be an idiot and I could still get two plays a week. Do you know who I speak of? I want you to think Placido Polanco head warmer in 90-degree weather. Think about a player I hate. I hated him on my team because we didn't have a culture and, well, he was an idiot.
Is this root for radio?
Oh, yeah. What if I told you today it's Tony time? Would you dare, as a Lions fan, with the culture you've built, take a reclamation project, Kadarius Tony, who was released by the Chiefs today?
Kadarius Tony.
Total moron.
That the Chiefs left off the Super Bowl roster.
Last year.
And he showed up anyway.
Year prior, he won him the Super Bowl. I'm asking. Listen, when the Patriots were the Patriots, were they not able to bring noted bad guy Corey Dillon to town and win? And how about Randy Moss?
See, I guess the question, Mike, is can the Lions culture turn him around?
I'm asking.
And make him a better player, or will he become the bad apple and spoil the bunch?
Hey, that's up to the people. People got to tell me if your culture's strong enough, your room's strong enough. And if Kadarius Toney steps out of line, we have Panay Sewell snap his neck like Steven Seagal. So go ahead, Kenny, go ahead, step to the plate. You look like you're about to throw up.
I hate everything about this idea, and I also kind of dig it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not asking him to carry a bunch of the load here. It's only a couple of plays a week, like you said. I think the culture is strong enough, but the reason I'm so exasperated is we just got done dealing with this with J-Mo. We finally fixed him or whatever the issue was.
Oh, let's get another version of
him.
He's
fine, and then now you're bringing Kadarius Toney.
No, well, good call, Kenny. Yeah, because J-Mo quit all the ridiculous off-field stuff.
One jet sweep, one screen a week. That's all I need. Look,
and one get behind the secondary and drop a pass.
That's right. Or record a rap album instead of practicing. I don't know. Look, I'm asking. Because when you look at the wide receiver room, you really are one injury from not having a room. It's just reality. And if you want to rely on Isaiah Williams, you want to rely on Khalif Raymond, you want to rely on player I haven't named, that's your business. But what I'm not going to do is this. I treat when you're trying to win a Super Bowl, I treat it a lot like, and don't laugh, let me explain myself. When you're drafting late in a fantasy football league, you don't draft guys, he's safe enough. I mean, he's 34 years old and he might catch 12 passes. You got to take swings for guys that can win you your league. If I have a Kadarius, now look, if you go out on the radio and tell your audience we should sign Bernie Lomax, a.k.a. Julio Jones, that doesn't do anything. It doesn't. He's dead. There's no ability left. He's a cadaver. But while Kadarius Toney is a certified USDA prime moron, he has a ton of ability. Do you have enough faith in Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, Jared Goff, the power structure of this team, the veteran council, that you could bring this horse's ass to town and he might just make the play that's the separator in a game for you at some point? Something that Julio Jones will not do for you.
Hmm.
I'm asking.
No, interesting. I don't think that they would because they value that culture. And let's face it, it took a lot to turn around a losing culture. You don't want anything that can remotely make you go backwards. So I would understand totally if they said, that's cute, but no, we're going to stay here. Because I look at this offense and the way this offense is set up, unlike like certain teams, like Justin Jefferson is, you know, the passing game. Like certain receivers are that guy. They spread the ball so evenly here in Detroit that you could have a game where LaPorta has a ton of catches. And then the next game, it's Amon-Ra. And it's like a different person every game that maybe you're good enough that you could take an Isaiah Williams. You could take somebody else and make them the star for that day and not have to worry about tipping that apple cart. So if I'm the Lions, I think they value this culture thing a lot more. I'm not knocking your idea, Mike. It's outside thinking. It's good thinking.
Oh, it's silly. But my point is, of the players released today, there are very few difference makers. You have to take a boom or bust approach if you're going to make little moves. Like think about this. The best case scenario is they probably should have just re-signed Josh Reynolds. I think we can all look around. Well, it's hindsight.
I mean,
well,
it was almost like they just punished him for the championship game. Like, no, we're not going to bring you back because we got to have a scapegoat.
Yeah, and I was okay with that for a time. I got to be honest. I was upset. But we've arrived at a point, Rico, they just don't look.
And here's the other thing that I'll
say. If Amon-Ra gets diarrhea, who's in the wide receiver room? There is no room. There's J-Mo. And MDOT barrels.
No, but I think at that point, if that were to happen, let's hope that it doesn't, I think that's where you put Montgomery in the backfield and you kind of move Gibbs to the slot and let him play that role for a game or two. And it's once again, it's kind of how we talked about the kicker and a lot of other stuff. I don't think this team values that third receiver the way that we do.
Okay. And I'm not mad in the least. You know, I hate Kadarius Toney. But when you were a Super Bowl team with a great coach and a leader at QB, a leader, you know, your O-line is a unit, leaders, you've got a culture. You earn a right to do things that garbage teams like mine don't have a right to do. I'm asking if your culture's strong enough. That's all. Super Bowl teams sign bad guys all the time.
No, they do.
Just a little something for you, because here's the deal. Kadarius Toney will show you tantalizing ability. And then he'll do something ridiculous. That's where Penei Sewell's going to snap his neck. Dead. That's it. Like a movie. Go to sleep. But I'm asking. Because you hear dozens of names today. Only one of them at the wide receiver spot feels like a real, you know what? What if? What if the Lions are the team now? They fix people. You ever think about that? You just fix people. And if he's a horse's ass, get rid of him.
I get where you're going with, Mike. I don't think they're that team yet because you got to be a Super Bowl winning team to fix people. You talked about the Patriots. Patriots had rings. It's why the Chiefs could take Kadarius Toney. They could take Juju twice.
I can't believe these players. Juju Smith-Schuster's back in KC.
Right, but they got rings. So you know what? We can fix him or we can jettison him. The Lions aren't in that category yet.
David, you haven't said a word. I'm surprised.
Because I wholly disagree. The guy.
How dare you
sucks.
Change your opinion right now? Signed, Tecumseh.
The guy sucks. I don't think this is about culture fit at all. I think this is about talent fit.
But have you heard his rap album?
I prefer not.
The Joker.
No, I don't see him.
Is it better
as...
than Ray Lewis? Ooh, it's a push. It's tough.
We never got the full song for Ray Lewis. So if we get a full song from Tony, then it's much better than Ray Lewis. But yeah, I would say no to this because he just sucks. He's just awful. And on top of it, he's cancer. So you have to deal with that on top of him being trash on the field? No, thank you. If fans were upset with Reynolds for dropping the ball, what is this guy going to do?
But think about it. You could add a guy whose rap alias is Young, spelled Y-U-N-G, Joker, spelled J-O-K-A. Come on now. Think about it. Think about it.
You should change it to Young Joke. Young Joke is what his name should be.
Young Joker.
No hard R, Mike. I'm throwing an idea. I have no issue if you go, absolutely not. No. But it's a litmus test for how comfortable you are with Dan Campbell, the culture, the leadership, and what you think you could absorb.
Yeah, I think if you're Dan Campbell, if you're this team, you'll rely on, if Williams makes the team, that would be our guy. And you would move, you would just move Gibbs into the slot. Because I think he's a mismatch anyway.
And again, I don't know if anything can fix this guy. But if I'm asking about difference makers, I just think it's a snooze fest for Rico and I to go on the air and go, well, why don't we sign Alvin Harper, who's 58 with 3 grandkids? That's
her. Terrell Owens trying to get back in the league.
Right. That doesn't help anybody. I'm saying if there's anyone who was released today that you could envision, oh, my God, did he just save our season?
I think high risk, high reward, but, man, as David said, if fans were upset, and Reynolds, think about how the many big catches he made throughout the season, had one bad game, and this city turned on him. If you signed him, I don't think he would make it past week 5.
You're probably right, but it would allow me in week 6 or 7 to use the trade deadline to replace him. As you sit here right now, what's the problem?
Except for you don't have a third round selection.
Go to hell. 248-539-9797. We'll take your calls next. 97.1. All right, quick flash poll with the texters, and then we go to the people. It's a question. I'm not pounding the desk for it. I'm asking of the players released today. There's been a lot of talk about the third wide receiver. None of these dudes are difference makers. One of them is, but he's a complete horse's ass. Is your culture strong enough? Would you dare to bring in Young Joker, Mr. Kadarius Toney?
Kansas City cut him. Why would we want him? Someone else then says Sewell, right boot. Absolutely not. It's not even that Sewell, he's a right moron. It's just that he stinks. I'd rather take a swing at Terrence Marshall Jr. Another person says we cut DPJ, but we want to consider Tony. LOL. No, no, no.
Hold on. Time out. What does one have to do with the other?
I think he's saying if DPJ didn't make this team, if he was awful, Tony's not better than him.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Okay. The point is, they are different players. They're just totally different players. Look, if your barometer is, well, Kansas City cut him, why would we? Well, then why would you ever pick up any player? If a team that's not good cut a player.
Because. Because this is where the rationale of fans kicks in. See, look, C.D. Lamb ain't coming here to be your third receiver.
You're kidding me.
No, but really? To some people, it's, oh, well, I don't want this guy because he once dropped the pass. He once did this.
I'm totally fine if you say no, but I want to make a trade at the deadline for a third wideout or something. That's fine. You're right. I should have pounded the desk for Donald Parham. That'll make the difference.
Culture is strong enough, but no one wants that bum. Someone else texts in, no morons. We don't want them on the team. No, I wouldn't touch Tony with a 10-foot pole, Adam, in Utah.
All right, straw poll is cemented. It's a no. That's a no for me, dog. Got it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's another receiver.
Is there a yes in the ticket text?
I have not seen one yes. No.
Wait, I brought up a guy that, see, you know I hate this guy. He does have ability, but I just can't take jackasses on bad teams. Kansas City couldn't fix him. Could we? I just had to ask.
I was going to line up and say, yes, we should get Tony, but then I realized I was offsides from BC.
Uh-oh. And you know what? Quinn says Cephas is available.
Oh, that'll do it. Let's go to Kyle, 97.1. Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm one of the few that say yes. So I say yes because I know that Kansas City declined his fifth-year option. I know that last year he got his meniscus worked on and stuff like that. And I think maybe he had some internal problems with Kansas City that didn't necessarily show his abilities on the football field. And I think with Dan Campbell, you know, and his ability to motivate players, you see it on, you know, the New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers talking about how they would love to go play for Campbell, how you have all these players talking about they'd love to go play for Campbell. This could be a wake-up call for him. Getting cut could be the wake-up call that he needs to be like, hey, you're going to go out there, you're going to play for a contract now, because essentially wherever he goes, he's playing for something, whether it be a one-year deal, a two-year deal, something. And this could be the wake-up call he needs. And with our culture showing that if you want to write off Jared Goff, you want to write off some of these players, this could be what he needs. And if it doesn't work out, then guess what? No harm, no foul. We just move on. And it happens all the time in the MLB, the NHL, the NBA.
You just brought up, I'll give you an example, Kyle. And slander aside, but so Saturday was Travers Day at Saratoga. Former MLB All-Star Jason Wirth owns Dornock, one of the favorites in the race. He was telling a story about why he's fallen in love with horse racing. The point is, he told a story about how I was viewed as uncoachable. I was viewed as a problem. And I got sat down by the GM who traded for me, and he goes, straight up, this is your last opportunity in professional baseball. F this up, you'll be unemployed. Embrace it, you can salvage what you got left in the game. That's Jason Wirth's words. It's a direct component to what Kyle is talking about. I'm just saying, maybe you give him some religion, maybe Dan Campbell's the guy who could unlock it.
Is he ready to hear that?
Probably. The guy wears a head warmer in 90 degrees.
How about this? How about Amara's brother? He's available.
Equanimeous?
You can make him happy. He's available.
I'll leave it to Kyle and McCall. Kyle gets the vote. Let Kyle have it.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. I'm just telling you a real story.
No, but that's one where you have to realize, you have to be willing to listen to what somebody says when they tell you this is it for you. And set aside your ego. I don't know if Kadarius is at that point yet.
Yes, Kenny, you were about to say something, and David rudely took the microphone from you. Yes. No?
I guess I'm the only other yes, then. I would take a flyer on him. I guess it's just me and Kyle from Macomb.
I have a couple. I found a couple yeses here. Yes, because Campbell did such a great job with DPJ. Then another one. Yes, I'll say yes. It's just to support Mike, LOL.
No. It's okay.
Is Trinity Benson available?
Wow. Yeah, let's go do that. Let's go do
the
that.
Third time is the charm.
That's right. Let's go to Tim, 97.1. Tim, what's going on, bud?
Bud, if you take a C student, you surround him with A students, he becomes an A student, and that's what's happened with JMO. Now you're going to bring in another C student. I don't want him anywhere around JMO. And the problem with the third receiver in Detroit, he's your fifth option, so how much problem is he going to cause? I don't think he's worth the problem at all with this culture this team has built. It's all about winning, not individual goals. This guy is stuck on himself. Don't bring that clown to Detroit. I've waited 60 years for this team to do something, and I don't want to wait another year.
But how do you really feel?
Mike, we go way back. You know how I really feel.
Tim, I got
you. No doubt about that.
And you're not wrong.
You know who I... Well, I'm going to be wrong now, because you know who I'd bring in? A guy you hate, and that's Kenny Galladay. You're looking at a guy that you need just for short yardage situations that can square up and post up. Problem is, I went to New York, they tried to make him Jerry Rice, and he never was Jerry Rice.
Hard to be Jerry Rice when he's never on the field.
I don't know what happened to him.
Is he alive? Did Kenny Galladay die?
I don't even. I'm looking at this.
He might have.
I don't think he's on anybody's team.
Didn't play this
Hold
year.
Hold on. Is there just a chance when he hurt his hip that was the end?
That could be. That's what my guess is, because he could post up better than most people. He didn't have speed. He didn't have real wide receiver speed.
All right, but
he
had strength. So here's the question, Tim: Kenny Galladay in a wheelchair or Kadarius Toney?
I would take Kenny Galladay because I don't want attitude ruining this team. I don't want this clown on my team
at
all.
And you have every right to say it.
we've had all kinds of those guys come in here and destroy what little hope we have, and I don't want that in any way, shape, or form.
No issue with it.
No, I got him.
I can stand down. I was offering an out-of-the-box idea that was somewhat tongue-in-cheek.
Well, going back to yesterday, Mike, your kicker is available, Riley Patterson. He got released.
Listen, if you're asking me, I don't see the harm in signing Riley Patterson, who under 45 yards, under 47 yards, will hit 85% of field goals. Are we sure Jake Bates is up for this? Missed an extra point, missed a chip shot. Are we sure? It's different. Rico's kicker, they drafted in the third, fourth round out of Michigan. Moody, he had pedigree. He had made big kicks. You're going to stick with the kid. What happens if Bates goes out in week one and bleeps himself? I wouldn't mind a little insurance, no?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you would put him on the practice squad. I don't think you can keep two kickers on the 53-man squad.
I can do whatever I want. Go to Morgan, 97.1. Okay. What's up, Morgan?
What's going on? How are you guys?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I just, thinking about the Kadarius Toney thing, it sounds a whole lot like your buddy trying to talk you into, hey, I found this really cool car on Marketplace. Let's go look at it. It's a nice race car. It sounds like you're just digging into someone else's wiring and all these issues that could just blow up in your face that you don't know about yet. It seems like a huge risk with, yeah, it'd be nice to have a cool running race car, but, like, you could blow yourself up doing it.
Yeah.
And I'd rather not do that.
Yeah. Hey, Mark. Yeah, we could work on it on the weekends. We could really fix this thing up.
I want to say it's
only a six-hour drive. It's no big deal.
Whether it's Morgan or Tim or any of the callers, like, Kadarius Toney has been compared to some of the most unholy things, and I'm here for it. I hate this guy, but Morgan, you understand, I'm not working with a great list of players right here, okay?
Oh, no, I know. I'm saying we should wait a couple weeks and look again once the feed refreshes.
Okay, you have
That's
a deal.
Yeah, because right now there's not a lot on the cut list. No.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go get KJ Hamler.
Thank you guys for having me.
KJ Hamler?
Yeah.
Nah, I got Khalif Raymond, the same player. No?
Yeah, no, I'm just like this.
Plus, didn't Hamler die 2 years in a row?
Yeah, he did.
He had like two catastrophic injuries.
He did. I do have a real yes for you, though.
What?
Mike in KC says, Tony won two Super Bowls with the Chiefs, so he must be a good luck charm or something. So, yes for the Lions.
Listen, I don't need a yes. In fact, I hope it's no. Because the minute this guy does something to hurt you, I'm going to get blamed for it. So, you know what? To hell with Kadarius, Tony. Have him go to Canada. He'll need the head warmer. 248-539-9797.